Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Ewan Rankin, and here's the technology roundup for the 25th of May, 2012. Intel is going to use London as a laboratory. This has got disaster written all over it. They've teamed up with the Imperial College London and the University College London, and they've decided to look at how data and computing can be used to make cities better to live in. It's a research centre that they're going to open to investigate what they've called smart cities. It's been done by the division of Intel that's called the Intel Collaborative Research Institute for Sustained Connected Cities. ICRISC. There you go. Snappy, fellas. And it sounds like a Bond villain's kind of thrush thing, doesn't it? Yeah. Their chief technology officer, Justin Ratner, said, "Those of you who are Londoners, we're about to turn your fair city into a laboratory. Don't worry, we know what we're doing." Oh, how to have a press conference to say nothing. The premium phone regulator here in the UK has put a stop to some stolen money from Android malware and has also fined the company that did it. The scam worked by taking users to fake download sites, and then malware was put onto their computer, which then gave them multiple premium text messages. 27,850 quid was stolen from PhonePe Plus customers. However, PhonePe Plus did identify it early and stopped the money from reaching the malware writers. Doesn't matter though, the watchdog said that the scam hit 18 different countries and it was going to protect those in the UK. The users are going to get their money back, and A1 Aggregator Limited, which is the company that did it, has been fined £50,000. Well done in this country. There's some big sticks flying around this week. Google is to fund British computer science teachers. Now, one of my mates, the guy that was best man at my wedding, actually is a computer science teacher, so he'll be rubbing his hands. He doesn't need anything. What they're going to do is effectively plug the pull out the wall, said Eric Schmidt at a London conference. Apparently, the current system of teaching computing is broken, so what they're going to do is scrap the existing curriculum as a good first step and then pull the plug out of the wall. The question is how to power it up, said Schmidt. Well done, mate. I really hope you thought of that part before you did it. Effectively, they're going to take graduates and give them a 6-week training course and then stick a Raspberry Pi in their hands, and I think all the problems will be solved. I may have that a little bit simplistic. Maybe. Yahoo has released its Axis browser. Everyone that's had a play with this says that it's pretty good. It's rewriting the benchmark on browsing. It's an interesting little thing. It does look rather nice. It's got a lot of nice features in it. You'll have to go and have a play yourself. But don't get it just yet, because apparently there's an enormous security flaw in it. It's been unveiled by Nick Kabrilovic, and he's identified that the download source package contained a private certificate key that was used to sign the extension. Apparently with this key, it means that you can verify the code's authenticity. A hacker could have fooled the browser into accepting any kind of malware that they wanted. They're obviously going to sort this out pretty soon, I would have hoped, if not today, and I want to have a play with it, so get a move on. And while we're talking about browsers, IE10 is coming to support Flash, but it's only going to be some Flash sites. Microsoft has revealed that it will support Flash sites, and it's not going to go all the way towards HTML5, but you're going to have an advanced site. I'm not sure what that means. And there was a comment last night in the chat room on The Big Show that said, why would an advanced site have Flash on it? We'll have to wait and see. One thing that I have to say, though, is that the thought of an IE browser really doesn't get my blood pumping. XPRIZE has adopts NASA's guidelines for protecting lunar heritage sites, which is fantastic. The Google Lunar XPRIZE should eventually lead to a robot being sent up to the moon, but what they've said is in order to do that, you can't damage all of the lunar sites that are already there. So the Apollo sites will be protected. And what that means is when we colonize the moon, if you want to have an apartment overlooking a lunar landing site, it's going to cost you about 8 times as much. Damn, damn. Bump app for Android and iOS is out there. Now, it's not the Bump app you're thinking of. This Bump app takes your photos and transfers them to your computer. All you do is select the photos you want to transfer in your Bump app and then tap the space bar with your phone, and it confirms the transfer, and all of the photos just zip off and go onto your hard drive. What a great idea. One thing that the iPhone really lacks is the ability for really easy dump of photos and videos back onto your computer. Well done, Bump. I wonder if you do video. It doesn't say that you do, though. I'll have a play. Solar Impulse is taking off for Morocco. It's already in the air. It's hoping to get there in the next couple of days. It's a 1,554-mile trip, and it's a little bit dangerous because they've got to go over the Pyrenees and fly through cloud. Now, apparently, there's enough solar storage in this thing to keep it up overnight, but just in case, they've got some parachutes with them this time. If they get it right, and this works, then Bertrand Piccard and André Bosberg are going to go round the world, yes, in 2014, on a solar-powered plane. And everyone's up in arms over the 38 studios closing. The governor has been involved. 300 and something people have actually lost all their jobs, have been made redundant, and they've gone into liquidation. However, I've got to say, the offerings that they had were Copernicus and Kingdom of Alamur Reckoning, both MMOG games, and they looked very forgettable, I have to say. I think this is natural selection, fellas. Darwin at work. And finally, did you know that Nelson was actually a pirate? Now, I'm not talking about Lord Nelson, Horatio, no. I'm talking about Nelson, who works on the good ship Disney. He's a nice young fellow who worked on a Disney cruise ship and stole someone's iPhone. Unfortunately, he didn't switch the photo streaming off, so all the pictures he took using the iPhone then got posted up onto the web. The owner, Katie McCaffrey, has posted on her Facebook, "This is Nelson. Nelson stole my iPhone." Disney has investigated the situation and has said that the phone has been recovered. Apparently, Nelson is on administrative leave, which means that they threw him overboard, keel-hauled him, threw him overboard again, keel-hauled him again, and now he's being hung from the yardarm. Bad luck, Nelson. You're a pirate, mate. Arr. If you've got a story and I'll also listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at British Tech Network. Now then, we've got the Bash coming up on the 6th of July. If you want to come, you're going to have to get a ticket. Tickets are now on sale. Go to the website britishtechnetwork.com and click on the banner, and you can join me, Andy Anatko, Don McAllister, Will Green, Dr. Happy Mac, Steve Neighbour and all of the other crowd that are coming up for the Bash. We're going to do podcasts all day. We're going to drink lots and lots of beer, maybe too much to be advised by a doctor. And then we're going to drink mead because Steve's bringing some. And then we're going to fall off a chair. It'll be a chair falling off contest. That'd be a great idea. The event's going to be sponsored by TechSmith, so buy a ticket now and you get to come. Photo Show and Max Show are this afternoon, and then the weekend starts here. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.